The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Bruins with another win last night, and we will talk with Mike Milbury in 1 hour about that. We are going to get to They Said It in about 15 minutes, and we will certainly talk about Tiger Woods dictating who does or does not get paid for PGA and professional golf-related events.
Douche move.
Which has Courtney and Wiggy all worked up this morning. So we'll get to what Tiger said coming up. But the rest of the news right now.
There are new charges for a Massachusetts judge. Shelley Joseph is facing accusations of willful judicial misconduct. She allegedly helped an undocumented immigrant evade federal custody at
Please call them what they should be called. Our neighbors.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, our new neighbors.
I am so sorry.
Okay.
That is my fault.
She helped this individual.
Yes.
Escape from the court.
Yeah, in Newton back in 2018.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Because ICE was coming to get the person.
Yeah, she... So Jose Medina Perez came in front of Joseph in the courtroom to talk about the case.
Uh-huh.
She had the ICE officials wait outside the courtroom. Uh-huh. She said, you guys need to wait outside. She then allowed him to sneak out a back door and evade the ICE officials. So she is facing those charges now.
Yes, I saw some footage of her crying about it.
Yeah.
And what's purpose of doing it?
Well, like, she's a judge. She should follow the law.
No, but did she feel bad for the
guy?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
That's it?
She probably is believes that we are living in a sanctuary state, as voted by the by somebody. I don't know who voted that, but it is apparent that in her case, she wanted to be the law, not... adjudicate the law.
And Courtney, I have the do's and don'ts of jurors. This fits right in for Monday. Don't try to guess what the judge thinks about the case. Remember that rulings from the bench do not reflect the judge's personal views.
Okay.
My sister-in-law was listening to the show earlier and said, you're going to be kicked off the jury because your dad is a defense attorney on Monday. Yeah, so maybe if you want to be on the jury, don't tell them that.
Okay. I also, somebody texted in saying that I need to call the day before.
You have to call.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You have a number that shows if you'll have to come in or not.
Oh, okay.
Tell you that you might not.
So then maybe I will be here on Monday.
Yeah, maybe you will be.
Okay. Right. Police in Brockton are warning about porch pirates after one woman had her grandson's Christmas presents stolen right from her stoop. This is sad. This woman, Kim, bought a computer monitor, keyboard, and desk for her grandson, all delivered to her stoop. Just 10 minutes after they were delivered, somebody came and scooped them. Here's Kim on WCVB.
He thought it was another delivery until he realized that they were taking the gifts and not delivering the gifts. This is a calculated operation. There's a driver and a passenger working hand in hand to do this craziness.
This happens every Christmas season.
Right. Yeah.
Jackasses are running around stealing stuff. It's
terrible. So, yeah. Terrible. An irrational fear in the news. A woman is believed to have fallen into a sinkhole in western Pennsylvania. Officials are... Curtis. Officials are
they
looking...
They can't find her.
No, they can't.
Damn. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, officials are looking for Elizabeth Pollard. After her family called the police Tuesday morning when they couldn't find her, they called around 1 a.m. By 2:30 a.m., police found her car behind a restaurant in Unity Township where her five-year-old granddaughter was inside unharmed.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a sinkhole nearby they found. They believe that she was looking for her cat and may have fallen in. Oh. Here's Steve Lamani from the state police on WPXI.
There's zero stopping in any of the rescue efforts. If anything, they're actually getting amplified. This is a rescue to me until something says it's not. You know, I'm a person, and I know that every single person on this line, you know, until you're telling us there's no chance, there's a chance.
But they're at the sinkhole that they believe she fell in.
Yes.
They just like, man, how deep is that damn thing?
Yes. Also, potential possible name for Shime's play at Boston College.
Sinkhole?
Sinkhole. What do you think? No?
It's all right.
Okay.
All right. Good news for you, Greg, I believe, because Bitcoin has hit a new high.
Oh.
You've been on this from the beginning. Oh. It's at 100.
Curtis, are you listening? What are we at now?
$104,000.
Oh, hello. Okay. Ka-ching.
Yep. The price has been on the rise since Donald Trump won the election last month.
All right.
And the break above 100K came just hours after he announced former SEC Commissioner Paul Atkins as the SEC chair.
Okay. All right. Crypto. I've been telling you about it for a long time on this show. So
you have.
And the metaverse is next, making a huge comeback, the metaverse.
I mean, I got to tell you, Olivia Culpo made a mistake. Eamon's got the Bitcoin, bought the dip,
right,
and he's not out for the year.
Right, that's true.
Hey, I want to live in the metaverse.
A woman in Arkansas is in trouble for filming a couple in bed. Tamia Davis was taken into custody after police say she recorded an inappropriate video of a couple and posted it on Facebook. They will not go into details about a motive. I could probably guess what the motive is.
What do you think, it's cheating?
Yeah, okay. 100%. But a woman who saw the video on Facebook wants to remain anonymous, but said, all I saw was a girl walk in and pull the covers off the other girl. There was a guy in the bed. There was a girl in the bed. The guy was on top of the covers. The girl was under the covers. There may have been a little nudity in it.
Right.
Oh, when she snatched the covers off.
Okay.
So.
Well, she shouldn't have put it up on social media.
No.
That's the mistake.
Nope.
Well, I mean, she shouldn't be barging in and filming people either.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Wicked has been banned in Kuwaiti movie theaters.
Oh, are you okay?
Well, I mean, I knew this was going to happen in some places because this happened with Barbie.
I have listened to, I don't know, what's the number? 5,000 soundtracks in my life because I love film. That is the worst. I had to listen to it when Courtney drove me in the other day in the carpool. It's the worst soundtrack I've ever heard in my life. Out of Sound of Music, you know,
Courtney might strike you.
Little Shop of Horrors, that soundtrack was. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It was so awful.
It is going to be nominated for so many awards.
Okay,
it is a perfect soundtrack, but you have to like musicals. That's the thing. If you don't like musicals, then it's
the
not going to be for you.
The reviews on the film are not good.
What are you talking about?
I've seen a lot of Curtis, haven't you seen a lot of reviews that say it's horrible?
Which one, Wicked?
Yeah,
I've heard it was Rotten Tomatoes said it was just rotten.
Yeah.
It's just
all I know is Defying Gravity, that song slaps.
That makes me cry every time.
That song rips.
I got to listen
to it. I've seen the movie twice.
Who sings it?
Cynthia.
Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, she's okay.
She sings Defying Gravity. Okay. But Popular is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. Nah.
Who sings that?
Both of, well, more Ariana Grande.
So are you sure Dolly Parton doesn't sing Defying Gravity?
So is it the soundtrack is basically majority of
Curtis,
them
that
singing?
Joke straight out of 1987. I love it.
Oh, we talked about her at Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, The Wizard and I, if you have a chance today, listen. It's very well
done.
That's Cynthia
out.
As well.
All right, I'll check it out.
But it has been banned just a day before its adaptation was set to be released in Kuwait. The reason is not officially known, but it is speculated that it is LGBTQ+ related because Cynthia is part of that community. And Ariana Grande has made comments in the media saying that she believes maybe Glinda liked girls.
Huh.
So
how does she know?
It, she doesn't. It's, I mean, Glinda's a fake character, but
jeez.
Well, then if that's the case, we don't know what Glinda could have left.
But Ariana Grande is saying.
No idea. I mean, we know Cynthia in real life is. I believe she might be a lesbian. But
I mean,
so
Megyn Kelly got canceled for saying Santa was white. Anything can happen.
Now, this is interesting. Dating News did a survey, and we now know the number one preferred first date spot for men in 2024.
Meaning the kind of place, or is this a
specific?
Like a restaurant?
Yes.
Number one, is it a chain?
Yep.
Huh.
For first dates?
First dates.
Bertucci's.
Nope.
That's not a national chain.
Not Red Lobster. They're out.
No, they would be out.
I'm going to say...
Jersey Mike's.
The Garden? Olive Garden?
I'm going to say Shime's favorite, Applebee's.
It has to be romantic.
Red Robin?
It would have to be a romantic place. This is for first dates.
And it's guys? Yes.
And do we have them around here?
Yes.
Ooh.
Greg goes to one once a week.
Capitol Grill.
Nope.
Grill 23.
No.
Ocean Prime.
Opposite end of the spectrum.
Opposite end? Chick-fil-A. Yes!
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A is the number one choice for a first date by guys?
By guys in 2024.
Would you, like...
I mean, I love Chick-fil-A.
I understand, but would you be okay with that as a woman if the guy was like, let's go on a romantic date. I really care about you. I want to invest in you, and I'm taking you to Chick-fil-A.
You cannot allow a woman to see you inhale chicken sandwiches until at least like the fourth or fifth date.
I will say the food there is
spectacular.
It's by and far the best.
Oh, it's not even
chicken
close.
Sandwich.
And can I just tell you, the people there, I went there after the Apex night to get Jack James to try one of the waffle fries. I might have had a couple. The people are just so nice.
They are.
Oh, wait, let me check that. Oh, is that okay? Can I get you anything else?
They're not incredible. Naming
any other place by name. You always feel like you're bothering someone at every other fast food place.
The service, the food.
Awesome.
They have the nuggets. I think their nuggets are the best nuggets by far.
It's a real chicken.
So good.
Any offering.
Wiki loves those chicken minis.
I love the chicken minis.
The banana cream shake that you can get is so
Chick-fil-A
good.
Filet sauce.
They have the sweet tea there, Wiki. Yeah. Like, you love the sweet tea.
I love the sweet tea.
Even their chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I've never had their chocolate chip cookies.
Are they sensual?
Warm? Oh.
Their cookies are made right there in the place, which you have to say sometimes.
I don't think there's a better place, fast food, that chicken place that does a better chicken sandwich.
No way.
It's not even close.
Chick-fil-A slays as Shime and his young friends would say.
If anyone is listening right now, we've got 2 hours left on the show.
I would kill.
Oh, you want somebody to bring you a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
I was going
to
do a day early bagel Friday on a Thursday.
Yes.
Let's get Bajel's.
Okay, cool.
And we have something to drink with him, too. I've yet to share with everybody my Christmas collab is out. I don't know how you feel about eggnog, but...
Oh, I love eggnog.
The nog.
I've been working on this for quite some time. May I introduce to you Greg Nog?
Okay.
Great name.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you see the...
The little like...
I'm a big fan of A Christmas Story, the film. We talked about it the other day. And there that is me represented with the broken glasses, with the bunny suit.
Yep.
And so... It is available all over the place, and the fine people at Screwball, which happens to be Wiggy's number one whiskey choice.
Yeah,
now,
my wife loves it. We both love it.
So if you take Screwball, which is peanut butter whiskey.
So good.
Then you add that to eggnog.
Woo! Speaking my language.
You have Gregnog.
Let's crack that bad boy open.
You want to crack that
open?
Let's
do it.
I want to taste that. I want to taste that thing.
So available limited quantities, limited edition. You'll find the bottle with the Christmas Story Gregnog label right on the bottle.
Right.
And available out and about. And we'll have it this weekend at the Jingle All the Way 5K. And in fact, the after party for the Jingle All the Way 5K is at Seaport Social. And we will share Gregnog with everybody who is there. That starts at 1, I believe,
on
Saturday.
Nice cold Gregnog? So,
well, you have to have it chilled. It has to be in the fridge. The Gregnog. All right, where were we? Sorry.
Well, I was just going to end with they didn't just give us the first place vote for the first date for men in 2024. Number two, Dairy Queen.
Really?
Number three, the Sonic drive-thru.
That's not a good
Or drive-in. Sorry, it's a drive-in, not drive-thru. Right. And third, or I'm sorry, fourth, Pizza Hut.
Jesus.
Okay. Really?
What?
For a first date?
I see why guys can't get girls nowadays.
Well, you have to. You have to remember. You have
nice
to remember.
Ice cream date's not terrible.
No, first, Dairy Queen's
The rest of them, though.
What should be the minimum investment that, I guess it depends on who's asking.
For Courtney, we're looking at 2 G's.
Man or woman, when they're taking you on a first date, what should be the minimum investment in dinner?
I would say minimum is $300.
You think so?
Yeah, I would have said $500.
Why? Because you think the guy's a cheapskate?
Yes. I think the dude is an absolute cheapskate if he takes you to Chick-fil-A on your first date. If you're trying to, you know, impress her and really, you know, show her a good time, I would think that you'd be like, all right, I'm going to take her to Capital Grill or Ocean Prime. So you got to say, all right, that's going to be
not everybody can afford that, though. I think we have to remember that these are all men, not just like men that are sitting in this room. In this economy.
I mean, Wiggy, you're probably out of touch on this.
No, I'm not.
I also think...
So wait a
like,
second.
And also, if you're going on like 10 first dates, which a lot of people do, it's going to cost you $3,000 total to go on 10 first dates?
Well, So what are we saying? So is that a first date if you're going on 10 of them? Or are you just, you know...
Like it's a different
10 different
time.
People.
Like, I hate to tell you, you're old head on
right,
this.
Right, but that's not a first date. It's just really 10...
People are...
10 rando
people
hookups.
People are randomly... They're smashing everything that walks left
right.
and right.
So then that's...
Post-pandemic. It happened
But that's not really a first date then.
See, this is why you don't buy dinner on the first date.
Where do you take DMs on your first date?
Huh?
Where do you take DMs on your first date?
Our first date, I think we went to Saver.
Okay, that'll probably run you 200.
Correct. Yeah.
Shime, where did you take Lauren on your first date?
We went to a bar and watched the Bruins game in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay, that'll run you about 50.
See, that's not a first date, though.
It's just a hookup. If your dad.
That's all that is.
If your dad.
5 years later.
Yeah.
Still hooking up.
Let's say you were single and 30, and which is you're younger than 30, but you're single and 30, and you tell your dad that, you know, Bill took you out to dinner and that you on your first date and you said it was Sonic, he would say lose his number.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just if it's a place that you happen to meet or if it's like it's lunchtime and you want to just get together and say hi,
right.
That's one thing. But if you're taking them out to a date.
Yeah, that's like
yeah, that's a different time. Like, do you know that it is though? It's
I
different
think girls
than
expect
you and
more
I.
Now, though.
Do you know that? Ask Courtney. She'll tell you. You know what night first dates usually take place on? You would never guess this.
I would say Tuesday nights.
Okay, well,
you're
then
close.
You're right. And you and I would have said Friday, Saturday, because I'm 100.
No, but you don't want to waste
but,
your Friday or Saturday.
People don't waste those nights though on a lame-ass date. They don't do that anymore.
Wednesdays are the number one.
Wednesday is number one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen.
And then you qualify a guy as whether he's a Thursday or maybe even a Friday night guy.
Yep.
Am I right about that?
That's
correct.
Why coffee or bar dates as first dates are the best because everybody, it's easy escape if you don't like the situation or you can kind of judge them for future dates and that's when you actually take them out to dinner.
I see the people in the Twitch that are complaining.
People on the text line are saying that too.
If you are taking somebody, then there's a difference. If you're going to Chick-fil-A, that's not a date.
It is though.
No, that's not a date.
Unless you're 16, it's not a date.
Yeah, it's not. If you are a grown ass adult, 25 years or older, and you take a woman to Chick-fil-A,
you're just out of touch.
No, I'm not out of touch.
He's right. Women expect more now. Right. We talk about it all the time.
You are a with a capital L loser to go to Chick-fil-A as a 20-something. So she's getting all dolled up to go to Chick-fil-A.
And if a guy took me to Chick-fil-A, I'd be like, this guy just wants to hook up.
Yes,
that's it.
Well, it's not a date.
What's going on
right.
a lot of times
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and that, yeah. That
but that wouldn't be all considered
right.
a date, right?
Yeah, and there probably wouldn't be a second.
Right, right. Exactly.
Well, anyway, very very interesting. Is that it on the news?
That's it.
All right. Courtney. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Coming up, we will get to They Said It, and we will certainly talk about what Tiger Woods said about who should or should not be paid when it comes to the PGA.
And, Greg, we talked about it briefly at the start of the show. We haven't repeated it in 25 minutes. By far, the best day yet of Chris Curtis Christmas giveaway.
Oh, it is, I think, the best.
Yeah,
8:45 this morning. The 12 days of Chris Curtismas continue on this show, so be listening then. I'll tell you when to call and what caller to be, and you can win big. Curtis is regifting all holiday season long.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins beat the Blackhawks in Chicago to improve to 6-2 under Joe Sacco. Final score 4-2 with a strong second period out of the bees. It was a more.
What were you gonna say there? The Bruins.
It was a Morgan Geeky, Brad Marchand night. They both came away with two goals, and Swayman had 20 saves in the win. Your Celtics beat the Pistons at the Garden, 130-120 the final, without Drew Holiday or Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown led the way with 28 points. Thursday night football, we'll see the Packers at the Lions. And elsewhere in football, Jacksonville has ruled Trevor Lawrence out for the remainder of the season. He will receive surgery to repair an AC joint injury in his left shoulder. Wiggy brought up MIAA High School Finals as his lead. And reminder, you can listen to the games today and tomorrow on 8:50 a.m. And give the perfect gift this year. 99 restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus gift card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 35 degrees in Boston. It feels like 28, some snow in the area. And the afternoon high will be 40.
Curtis, no snow in Boston, right? It's just going to remain this wet, wintry mix thing?
There might be snow coming down. It's not going to stick in this area. But you've seen 6 to 8 inches west of Boston, and I saw a report of one of our weather spotters, keep those coming, that Plainville and by the Rentham outlets was whiteout conditions.
Really?
So,
all right.
You know,
be
Courtney
careful.
Doesn't, wouldn't dare go to the outlets, but if you're headed there,
winter,
look out.
Winter
like
is here. We will get to Tiger Woods and others and what they said yesterday next. Curtis, Tiger Woods' first date, Waffle House? Is that Perkins? Is that where he goes? Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
Grand Slam.
12 days of Chris Curtismas coming up in 15 minutes at 8:45. Your chance to win big when it comes to re-gifting here at WEEI. Curtis has a bunch of great stuff and maybe some not so great stuff too lined up for you in 15 minutes. I'm often asked why there's more days till Christmas. I'm forced into taking a few days off every Christmas. So there was only 12 days left for me when it comes to work days doing the show when we launch this. So,
we'll hold it down for you.
Okay. We're at Bach Exotics tomorrow morning for our annual Toys for Tots show. That's on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood. Cannot wait to see you there. Thank you. Sincere thanks to everybody who was sending me, DMing me their Spotify Wraps yesterday. Spotify Wrapped came out yesterday, and a bunch of you sent over where we rank when it comes to your podcast listening whether we were in your top five or not, and I sincerely appreciate that. So send those over. Yep. Maybe I'll post some of those. You can just do a little screenshot of that baby and send it off, and I appreciate everybody who's been listening to this show podcast-wise on Spotify.
Just being on their list is all we need.
That's right. Nice guy sent me over. We were number four. I think he said I'll make you number one next year.
Oh.
So I sincerely appreciate the effort, and you can I run into more and more people who tell me that they listen to this show on Spotify. So I appreciate that.
Who was number one on your Spotify Wrapped, Greg? Mozart? Bach?
No, I think it ended up being Counting Crows again.
Classic.
I just listened to a lot of
nailed that.
You are such a dad.
Listened to a lot of Counting Bros. I know. But I mean, what else was I'll go back and look at it later. We can go over. Are we doing Greg Hill Show Wrapped?
We sure are. When do you want that?
Let's do it next week.
Okay.
Greg Hill Show Wrapped.
Courtney, James is obsessed with the Coco soundtrack.
Yes.
Nice.
If I hear Un Poco Loco one more time, I'm going to drive this car off the road.
Doesn't it make you shake your behind?
But the first 5,000 times, sure did. It's
when
kind
it comes,
of Wayne.
Ken was telling me when it comes to flex time use in 2024, there's a giant leader in the clubhouse station-wide, and it's not somebody on this show. So I will get to the
station-wide.
Yeah,
does it rhyme with Arcand?
It might. You'll have to ask Curtis. I don't know if Ken will reveal that. Or not.
I am the executive producer around here.
Can we get to this?
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tiger Woods. You've teased it a little bit this morning, so let's hear from our guy. Tiger met with the press yesterday, talked about the idea of making money at the Ryder Cup. Here is what Tiger had to say about that.
Going back to my playing days, we had the same conversation back in 99, and it was we didn't want to get paid. We wanted to give more money to charity. And the media turned it around us against us and said, we want to get paid. It's no. I mean, the Ryder Cup itself makes so much money. Why can't we allocate it to various charities? And what's wrong with each player, 12 players, getting $1 million and you'll divvy it out to amazing charities that they're involved in, that they can help out, their hometowns and where they're from, all the different junior golf associations or endeavors that the members are involved in. It's never really bent about getting paid is how can we allocate funds to be able to help our sport or help things that we believe in back home, because it's so hard to get onto that team. There's only 12 guys. What's wrong with being able to allocate more funds?
So do you think, again, now the issue is one of messaging, that the players should make it clear whatever money they get will go to charity?
I hope they get $5 million each and donate all of the charity, different charities, okay? Right. I think it's great. What's wrong with that?
So, to be clear, first time ever, those representing their country in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
would be paid for the Ryder Cup. First time ever.
All right.
You look at the Olympics, they don't get much money.
Right. They should be paid.
They should be paid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So everybody should be paid. That's why you and Courtney were so annoyed with Tiger this morning.
Yeah. Well, I'm so annoyed with Tiger because it's like when you do something like this, when you are the mouthpiece for the PGA, as Tiger Woods is, you do a blanket statement like that, and I'm sure some guys give back in whatever way they want to. Don't make it a blanket, yes, we should all give every penny that we earn for making the Ryder Cup team to a charity. It's a great thing to do, but I just don't think that Tiger Woods, who makes more money than God, should be speaking about how any other golfer should be making their money.
Well, to be fair, though, like, the Ryder Cup team, as he said, like it's only 12 guys, and it's the best guys in the sport at the time, which means they've already made a ton of money on the tour that year. That's kind of the point. It's not like the Jake Knapps of the world you're preventing from making money. Mm-hmm. It's the Scottie Schefflers of the world who've already made $28 million, and he's like, yeah, I'm good. I can just like toss them to charity. That's fine.
It is so beneath Tiger to do this.
So, Shime, you have an issue with these guys making money just specifically in the Ryder Cup because traditionally they haven't. They've done it.
Yeah, it's the top earners in the countries that they're representing. So it's the top European earners and the top American earners. Like, that's just how it is. Why do those guys need even more money?
Okay,
they don't care.
Here's the issue, Shime. The NBC pays the Olympic, whatever it is, USOC pays billions of dollars, Comcast, every Olympiad to get those rights. NBC makes money, everybody makes money except the people performing. And in the Ryder Cup, Tiger Woods has enriched himself beyond any measure.
And all the guys that enter the Ryder Cup will do the same.
But if he wants to share what he's given charitably, that'd be very interesting to me. I think you make your money, and then you decide where to spend it. I don't think Tiger Woods has any
right. It's kind of a dink move when he has so much money to be dictating what other guys should give to charity or not.
Well, he's not dictating anything. It was a suggestion.
He's not in charge of it. And now if anybody comes out and says anything or does anything differently than what he says, they look like the douche. I just don't think that you should be talking about anybody else's money. And Shime, I love you, but if we were all professional golfers and on Team USA for the Ryder Cup, and Greg got up and said, yeah, everybody on the team should be donating all of their money, I'm sure you'd have something to say.
Courtney, if I was one of the top 12 earning golfers in the world, I think I'd be okay with it.
You're saying they're making
$28 million this year, and that's not the case.
But like, Shime,
go look at how much these guys are on the team this year.
Okay.
Made this past year. They're not making not all of them made $28
million. No, I'm not saying all of them did. I'm saying Scottie Scheffler did.
Okay. So that's great for Scottie Scheffler.
Yes, but all of these guys have made a fantastic living for a year. Courtney, like of work.
Right, so
like,
I'm saying, yeah,
it's not like, it's not like people that are grinding out here like on an hourly
we're not
basis.
We're talking about the normal person. We're talking
yes.
about professional athletes.
Exactly,
so
that's my point.
Have to bring your mind there. But if I made $5 million in a year, that's a ton of money. But if I could double that from making the Ryder Cup team and set up my family?
But let's look at the NBA, right? Let's look at the Boston Celtics.
Right.
So Jaylen Brown makes $60 million this year, something to that effect.
Yep.
And Peyton Pritchard makes $8 million, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So if Jaylen Brown said we should all give 30% of our salary away because people can't eat and there's all these issues going on, it's easy, relatively speaking, for him to say.
Right.
But Peyton Pritchard giving up a third of $8 million is much different than
a third of
$60 million.
But this is a different situation. This is like if they got picked to go to the Olympics.
Right.
And the Olympics guys were like, yeah, we should all give our salary away. This isn't like the regular season. That's not what he's saying. The regular season, your money, you make what you earn.
No, like, this is like group play. If Jaylen Brown would have said, all right, if we win the
yes,
tournament,
exactly.
let's just give our $500,000
yes, well
that
done,
we give to charity. My thing is this. Whether it's Bezos, whether it's a billionaire, a gazillionaire, whose right is it for you to know where he gives his money to, or complain if he doesn't give his money away, or complain if he gives money away and it's not enough? Like, just because you're a billionaire or you have a lot of money, you should never be
but
like...
that's not what they're doing.
No, listen.
Shime is right, though. You know how much cart fees are these days?
I don't know. But all I'm saying
quite
is,
a bit.
All
like
I'm
Xander,
saying,
honestly, Xander is probably greens fees and cart fees. The guy's probably just making ends meet. Just
yeah, they're definitely not just like letting him walk onto the course for free because he's Xander bleeping Schauffele.
But if there was,
see how expensive those hollow dogs are.
I think if we get bonus for our fall book, we should all give it away.
Oh God.
Oh jeez,
no.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, shy.
Cool.
Good.
I think that's a great idea. I don't get one, so yes, do that, Courtney. Go for that.
Okay,
go
so then
it.
We'll just take it out of your normal paycheck.
Good luck. It becomes a thing,
that's
Greg.
That's not what this is.
Greg, it becomes
it kind of is.
No, it isn't, Courtney. Yeah. Again, they're not taking away from what you've earned throughout the course of the year.
Shine, but
it's
like
different.
Even if it's 14 billionaires and one billionaire says we should all give our money away, like, don't worry about other people's money.
That's not what this is. You
like
guys
Shime's,
are conflating this.
I like Shime's
so
take on
it?
This, though, because Shime is saying traditionally golfers decided it's an honor for me to represent my country.
Right.
And I'm going to do it on the donut. And so like I kind of like your take on this.
Yeah, but now they're giving the money to them.
As a Gen
yeah, this was
millennial it. Gen Zer.
So
like
this is different. In golf, you get what you earn. So like where you finish is how much money you get paid.
Right.
You don't
right.
make the cut, you don't get paid.
Okay.
Well, thank
so,
you for explaining.
So I'm
yes.
following you. Go ahead.
Courtney, not everybody knows.
Do you want to
so
get a lower score
it.
Or a so, higher score?
So with the Ryder Cup now, though, you're giving a like an appearance fee.
Like
it's
a
has
bonus.
Nothing to do.
Yeah, you like
could,
a bonus.
You could get destroyed at the Ryder Cup and get $5 million.
Right. It's
that's why Tiger Woods like, we've never gotten paid for this. Nobody, no golfer in history has ever gotten paid for this. But I think it would be a good idea if when you do get paid for this, because it's just an appearance fee, it has nothing to do with your performance, you give it a charity.
Wait,
when
Tiger
touching your the rest of your yearly earnings.
When Tiger joined the PGA, nobody earned $1 million for winning a tournament. Should we go back to the way it was before he joined the PGA?
Curtis, again, this is different. Like,
no,
it's not the same.
Shime, my point is this, though. Shime, listen. Why should Tiger Woods even open his mouth to say what other people should do with a bonus, with an appearance fee, or anything? Like that,
because he considers himself to be the great Tiger Woods.
But
it's not. He considers himself to be the voice of the game.
But it's not his place. It's not his place.
Amen.
He's saying that if he was there now, Wiggy, that's what he would do.
But he was there. And
they didn't get paid for it, Curtis, so he couldn't do it.
And if they were getting paid, he wouldn't.
Like, what?
Done
that's
it.
Such a terrible argument.
Tiger Woods is the cheapest human. Read the books about him.
So
cool.
So Shime, here's
maybe he's changed.
Shime.
Wiggy believes in people changing.
Yeah, I do.
Like, maybe he's changed.
Shime.
Who knows, Curtis?
Shime. Here's what Tiger Woods should have said. He should have said, oh, these guys are now getting paid. If I were playing and I got this bonus money or this fee, I would give mine away to charity. That's it.
That's like, basically what he is saying, though, Wiggy.
He's saying that the guys
he
should.
Said,
he's saying the guys should. But
he's saying that the guys should get paid more so we can give more to charity.
No.
That's literally what he said.
But Shime, you said you were going to run a 5K for charity and then backed out because Ken has to make you work on Saturday. Like,
Courtney, where are you going to be this weekend? Oh, that's right. You're not even going to be there either.
Greg knew what I was doing the whole time. I never said I was going to be running it.
But my boss asked me to work. I'm helping out. I don't know what you want from me.
I don't subscribe to that, man. Like, everybody,
especially after Tiger gave, like, was in such a hoopla about Liv. Like, I just think he talks too much about other people and how they make their money.
Well, I get mad at people with Taylor Swift when they're like, oh, she should have gave more money.
Right.
Like, if I'm a billionaire and I want to give a dollar to a charity, I'm giving something. Yeah. But if I don't want to give anything, like, none why is it your right?
My MYOB.
Yeah, why is it your right to
mind
be like,
your own beeswax. Yeah,
oh, Preach. You're a billionaire and you're not getting, I don't want to give my money away.
All right, we're behind. We got to take a break. That was part of They Said It. We'll have to do the rest of They Said It at 9:20 if that's okay, Shine. Up next, 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Time for the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Tis the season. If you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, Curtis will re-gift you all kinds of things that he has discovered hanging around here getting dusty in the Odyssey prize closets. And Curtis is suggesting today maybe the best day yet so far. We are three or four days in to the 3 days into the 12 days of Chris Curtismas.
Yeah.
While we wait for the winner, Bill from Newton with a comment on Tiger Woods and Chime and Courtney and the Ryder Cup. Yes, Bill.
All right. Good morning, guys. So, first of all, it takes a lot for me to call on to defend Tiger Woods. But since none of you know what you're talking about on this, I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm disappointed in you. In 1999, the Ryder Cup was at the Country Club in Brookline.
I was there.
And there was a huge... Okay, and then you should know this. There was a huge story when David Duval made comments about how much money NBC, the PGA Tour, and the host clubs for those tournaments, a.k.a. the Country Club, make on those events. And why can't the players get some of that pie so they could all give it to whatever charities they want? None of them wanted a cent. This is what Tiger Woods is talking about here.
Yeah.
He's not talking about today.
I think
he's
that
talking about what they wanted.
Yeah. I just think that Tiger has an issue. The players are going to be paid, mm-hmm. and they can give it to charity. Right. There are going to be guys who may keep that money for themselves. That's Tiger's issue.
That's right. But he's not talking about what they're going to do now. He's telling you what they wanted in '99.
Yeah.
He started off with it back in my day. This is how this started. So
your phone, Bill. I wish your phone. Your phone is. It's like an AAF phone.
Yeah.
I'm
talking from a
point.
Potato.
Call back, Bill. We'll talk
he can use some of that $5 million to get a new phone.
You're thinking Newton made a better phone.
But Tiger, even though he's saying back in his day, he's still meaning that guys who are getting this money should be donating in charity. That's why he brought up what they would have did with it, because he's saying, here's what we would have did, you should do with it. That's what Tiger's saying, and that's where I think Courtney and I have the problem, where it's like, no matter how much money these guys get paid for an appearance fee, it should be up to them what they want to do with it.
And people, I'm seeing it in Twitch where it's like, well, if you have the means, it feels good to give back. We agree, but I don't think that Tiger Woods should be dictating or putting it out there what people should or shouldn't do with their money. It's
just
none
put
of his business.
Put it about wherever you're working today. If the rest of your colleagues told you how to spend any money
right.
you were getting this holiday season, it would be offensive.
Right.
Especially if it's a guy that's earned exponentially more than you have.
First time that Ryder Cup was at Brookline, or first time in my life, was mm-hmm. in, when was that? Like 1986 or something? He was referencing 99.
I was at the final day of the Ryder Cup in 99 in Brookline, one of the great days ever.
I was there for that one, but I went.
Was that the step in my line issue?
Yes.
With Colin Montgomery?
Yes.
Oh, no, with Justin Leonard's final putt when he was dancing and celebrating on the green.
Yeah. But also the weirdest thing was when you're driving there, you pull up and you park on Putterham, which is the public golf course.
Right.
Like you literally park on the 14th green. And they have so much money that they just pay them to redo the course afterwards, after the Ryder Cup is over.
It's wild.
All right, here is our winner, Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
How you doing, Greg?
Where are you from?
Worcester, Mass.
How much snow you got?
Probably 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
That's all.
A lot of Curtis weather watchers are reporting like 6 inches in the Berkshires and stuff. So
it's picking up outside our window.
People are getting whacked a little bit.
Yeah, not the last time. There'll be just a dusting, no inches in the seaport. But
Thomas, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh my God, for years.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that, Curtis.
Way
has,
back with,
what's go ahead. What?
Way back when the old gang was there, when I was a kid with Eddie Edelman and everything else.
Oh yeah. We appreciate that. Curtis has some presents for you for Christmas.
I do.
What do you have, Curtis?
Eddie used to call hockey fans hockey Krishnas, and I thought it was hilarious. Okay. We will begin because you sound like a guy that would really enjoy this. If you were taking your special lady or anybody in your life on a date, $100 gift card to the 110 Grill.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. All right.
That's a great present.
Yeah,
thank you.
Get the all fig right. flatbread.
Or the chicken
so
caprese.
Hey, quiet down. Thomas, that's a great gift. But there's more.
Another one.
Thank you, DJ. I'm going to get you 2 tickets to some people that knock me out with their American thighs, AC/DC,
wow.
at Gillette Stadium on May 4th. Fitzy will be there in a Star Wars costume. It'll be a great event.
That is a great get, Curtis. AC/DC at Gillette Stadium on May 4th.
And so far, Thomas, you have tickets to AC/DC at Gillette, and there is actually a great 110 Grill right down the road. So perfect. You're set for the night. But that, there's more. There's
another one.
Wow. There's another one? Okay.
I have 2 tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nailed it. At the DCU Center in Worcester, right where you're calling from, on March 16th.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful. He's funny, too.
Yeah. He is hilarious. Yes.
And he's great in person. He's very performative.
Yep. Excellent.
Great right. list there, Thomas. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
But
Merry
wait.
Christmas to you all, and thank you for everything.
Don't hang up, Thomas. There's more.
Another one.
Oh, there's more.
Oh.
Another one.
Thank you, DJ. So I have an autographed football, and it's of a amazing Patriot who for years dominated these airwaves. He was a great. He's a national champion.
What position did he play?
He played quarterback.
Oh, he did?
He did.
And, oh, is it Cam Newton?
You'd hear...
That's a great guess. National champion.
You'd hear him on this radio station.
You would.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I think they're flying off the shelves. You, Thomas, because I love you, get a Mac Jones autographed football.
Wow. Nice.
All right.
And that's the list. 2 tickets to AC/DC. Save that. All right.
How
please.
Many autographed Mac Jones footballs do we actually have here that nobody wanted? That is the question.
Ken's desk is just Mac Jones autographed footballs.
Question. I mean, this is not a good look for Mac 10 or for Sophie.
No.
We have all these footballs and none of our clients wanted them.
Yeah.
Hello.
Not a good look. All right. Thomas, thank you for listening. We appreciate the loyalty and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, and thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day.
It's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us next.